This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 29th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, AgriPulse Philip Brasher reports that House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson is now focusing his attention on gaining votes from both sides of the aisle for a potential vote later this year. Political pundits believe Thompson could gain more votes from the minority, but may face a challenge in getting all the votes from his own party. With September the earliest possible date for a debate on the bill, experts say it might see a deal for a vote in the lame duck session, but could easily wind up on the shelf for the next Congress. Funding still a major issue the chairman will have to solve, as the latest congressional budget off score shows that the commodity title would grow the deficit as much as $39 billion over the next 10 years. A new CBO score might be more favorable, but Thompson might also persuade Budget Chair Jody Arrington of Texas to fix the issue through a move known as directed scorekeeping. On the other end of the Capitol, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow has offered no date to mark up language in committee. Ranking Member John Bozeman is expected to offer a summary of his own proposed bill sometime after the Memorial Day recess. You can read more on the issue at AgriPulse.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture wants public entities to submit suggestions to help it establish protocols for the Greenhouse Gas Technical Assistance Provider and Third-Party Verifier Program, a venture assigned to USDA by the Growing Climate Solutions Act of 2021. According to the USDA, the Agriculture Marketing Service welcomes comments about the landowner criteria and qualifications of third-party vendors in order to make it easier for farmers, ranchers, and private forest landowners to obtain technical assistance for climate practices. The agency's goal is for credible carbon credits to be designed, creating consistent and reliable voluntary carbon markets, utilizing insight gained through the 30-day comment period. Well, as AgriPulse reported yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration has approved Elanco feed additive Bovaer as a means of reducing enteric methane emissions from bovine animals. The National Milk Producers Federation says FDA's approval is another step toward a net zero future. National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Greg Dowd said consumers around the world are demanding lower carbon foods. As an industry, agriculture is responsible for only a fraction of total greenhouse gas emissions. But Constance Coleman with the American Feed Industry Association says the numbers are high enough to warrant change by consumers. Coleman says some feed additives can greatly reduce enteric methane emissions.
Some of these products are looking at 25 and 30% reduction, Jeff, which is pretty darn exciting. So it definitely varies by the different ingredients that's utilized, with a different additive that would be leveraged by farmers in their fight against methane. But it would it certainly is a significant percentage in that overall effort.
Elanco Animal Health says feeding just a tablespoon of Bovaer can reduce methane emissions about 30%. Dr. Frank Mitlerner with Cal Davis says animal genetics may also prove a valuable tool towards a net zero beef and dairy industry. Greg Down says the USDA awarded more than $90 million to dairy farmer-owned cooperatives and partner organizations for innovative feed management under the Regional Conservation Partnership for fiscal year 2023. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast, available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.